Wow.
I know.
It's cheap therapy, y'all.
Why did it do that?
Hi, guys.
Hello, everybody.
Welcome to another episode of It's Cheap Therapy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, welcome to another episode of Cheap Therapy. And this is an avenue that my partner and I have created to just like vent, talk about our issues, talk about the things that are going on with us. Okay? And I hope we are all good. Kennedy, are you good?
Yeah, except the fact that I don't know why you keep saying partner. I mean, I understand it's a work partner, but like it's just weird. People don't understand, you know. It's like,
I mean, we're cool partners.
God, no.
So stop what are we? Spoiling my market. Okay, we're yeah. No.
Please.
Not in this life or the next. Or the one after that. If there will be a one after that.
Leave me alone.
So, yeah. I hope you all are good. I want to say I'm fabulous, but I'm not. I'm stressed.
Huh?
Yeah, so because of that, I think today we should do What Are We Stressing About?
What are we stressing about?
No,
it's a theme song.
No, there's no Dora the Explorer.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
But yeah. What are you stressing about? Will be coming your way. I mean,
like once every while.
We just flush it in.
Yes, like if I wake up and then I wake up on the wrong side of my bed, y'all will be hearing about it.
Thank you, sis. Amen. See, that is what we want. That is what the juice is.
So yeah, what am I stressing about? Do you want to start? Or
no,
start us.
I mean, I love to hear. I mean, the gossip is deep. It's like.
So what am I stressing about today? I'm stressing about my period.
Oh, your friend. No, okay, sorry. I'm not going to make fun of.
You know, usually when people talk about like missing their periods and all the fear that come with it, it's like they're afraid because they know they've done something, right?
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
Nobody talks about missing your period when you're not doing anything. That is like when you are not sexually active.
Wait, that is possible?
Yeah.
You can miss your period.
Yeah, periods, like, how they call it, what's it? The cycle, yeah. Cycles change from time to time based on your environment, mm-hmm. based on your hormones, mm-hmm. based on your eating habits, based on your weight. So many different factors can affect a woman's cycle.
Okay.
So there are times where a person will miss their period because of one reason or the other.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's frequent, then they say you have an irregular cycle.
Okay.
Yeah, so a regular cycle is a cycle where you're seeing blood
mm-hmm.
every other month, like every month, 12 months in a year. But yeah.
Wait, period is 12 months in every month?
Yes, once every month. So 12 months in a year. Did you do math in school?
How was math? This is even science.
This is math.
This is biology.
This is 12 months in a year.
No, we are talking about periods, not the math. Why are you like that? Now, this is...
I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
This is biology? 12 months in a year
not
is biology?
Not the months. I mean the period. But guys, it's biology. It's biology.
No, it's not.
No, not the 12 bits. The 12 is like, obviously, like, you know, even, you know, astronomy and stuff.
Hmm. Okay, 12 is astronomy. Okay, yeah, we won't get into that.
No, look at, I mean the months
is astrology
because it's colorating. Okay, no, I'm not even,
yes,
I'm not even
because like more, don't bury it's yourself fine, it's fine. Just, yeah. So if your menses comes 12 months mm-hmm. in a year, then your period is regular.
Mm-hmm.
But if it does on and off, like ECG.
Why did you have to do that?
Yes, because they do that. Then the period is irregular.
Mm-hmm.
So usually, like when people miss their period, there's fear because you know you're doing higgity piggity.
Bad boy girl.
Yeah, like you've been doing higgity piggity. So, but nobody talks about like the stress that comes with like missing your period
mm-hmm.
when you are not doing anything. Mm-hmm. That is like when you're not sexually active.
So that is you.
That is me right now.
Because
then it's like, you know, you are not pregnant,
mm-hmm.
right? But then you don't know why. Is it a medical condition? Is it because my weight is this? Is it because I changed surroundings and like maybe like the past month? Maybe like last month I was here. This month I'm in a different place. Mm. Could it be that? So all of these things are going through your head. And you don't want to go to the hospital because, do you get me?
Why don't you?
Because you don't know if it's psychological or if it's like emotional, and your hormones like can also do that.
Okay.
Like, let's say if you're stressed and you're thinking a lot, the emotional can also cause a period to be delayed.
This is a lot. Okay, I'm a child. Like, this is so much information.
So then you're stressed because you don't know, will it come?
Mm-hmm.
Will it not come? And then you're thinking, I'm too young to be going through menopause.
Yeah, that bit too.
So there's that bit as well. So it's like, that's what I'm stressing about, because my period is like 9 or 10 days late.
Okay.
And I don't know.
I mean, you have a really weird period. I mean, the whole cramps and everything.
No, the cramps is not weird.
I mean, you have hospitalization stuff.
No, I've been hospitalized in a long while.
But it has happened before. It has happened before.
I mean, when I started, right, I was taking like pills, and then I was taking like pain medication. Mm-hmm. Then it stopped working, so then I had to move to injections. Then that was working for a while. Then my mom was like, "I'm getting used to the injections," mm-hmm. so she stopped that. So I was like riding it out is, yo. You don't know. Yesterday I saw a video, and then a woman was saying doctors have now put something out to talk about that, say that cramps are equivalent to like heart attacks.
You've seen that.
So then now you get what I'm talking about.
This is sick. Like, it's really sick.
So that's what I'm...
Looking at you, okay, in your cramp situation, she made me ask the women around me, because I grew up with I have sisters and moms, a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have cramps. Like, okay. You don't see them at the end of the month going through all of that.
Those
so I
are the ones
them,
that God actually loves.
She's joking. But really, you don't...
You know sometimes we say jokingly, like, God has favorites. Your family, the women in your family are
but packed. We have acne and we have bad skin, so...
I have acne and I have bad skin.
Girl, have you seen your skin? Why are we talking about skins? We are talking about cramps. Okay. So, none of them... Like, literally none of them. You don't see it. You don't see the... See, what you go through,
mm-hmm.
that is not... So it's really funny how people are like that. It makes me wonder, guys, do you actually have it? Like, do you have, you know, like, period issues? Like, do you have... Do you even get your period? I mean, apart from the fact that you're a woman and that is, like, true. Like, so every woman has a period. Does every woman have a period?
Yeah, every woman does. Till they hit menopause.
Are you sure? Because I know that some people don't even... Like, some people don't even at all.
What do you mean?
Okay.
Everyone's supposed to have a period.
Yeah, but you know how there are complications and, you know, like, a lot of women go through a lot of complications, especially that part of their body.
They're reproductive.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of people, I think I've heard somewhere that there are certain women who do not have, what about women who don't have, like, eggs? Like, you know,
There are women who do not have eggs.
The women who can have kids, they don't have eggs.
They have eggs. It's just there are certain conditions. Everyone has eggs.
But there's someone who don't have it at all.
How? Then it means maybe something happened and then their wombs have been removed.
No removiation of the womb. Like, literally eggs.
The eggs
are... What is it called? The
ovaries.
Ovaries,
yes. Everyone has ovaries. Unless
that
something
tiny part
happened,
does not produce...
Eggs?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I think maybe it's just a myth. Guys, tell us if it's... Because I think I've heard it before somewhere. That there are people, like, the same way there are some guys who don't actually produce sperms.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm learning this for the first time.
Yeah, because why not? Teacher, extraordinaire. But really, I am... Your situationship is a whole conversation we should have, like, about 14 episodes. Because I need to understand where it started from and then how old you were when you first...
Where what started from?
The crampation.
Oh, It came the first time I had my period.
Did you cry? Were you in school?
No, I was in the house.
And did you feel that, you know?
The pain?
Yeah.
Yeah, I felt
it. Did you shout?
No, I didn't.
So, like, you just... See, this... Women... We're not even going to talk about it. Heart attack, you tell me, like, no, you'd not shout.
No, but I'm saying, it's like, you know, prior to me having my first period, I had conversations with my classmates. I was in JSS. We had conversations where those who had seen this, like, told us about it.
And like what to
do.
Like
no, not like cramps. They didn't mention like the cramps. Okay. Like what to do, like when you see it, like how you feel. So yeah. When it came, I wasn't like new to it. You know, some people see blood for the first time and then they go about and they're like, I'm sick, I'm dying.
My leg is bleeding.
Like those things. I didn't have that because I had like conversation with my peers who had seen theirs, right? But the pain... I mean, when it came and I started complaining about the pain, they thought like I was just like being lazy.
Yeah, drama. Mm-hmm. Drama queen.
So, yeah, I mean, so whoever put that video out has done the world and women a whole lot of good.
We applaud you, person.
Because every time conversations come up about like blue balls being a myth.
Mm-hmm.
You find some men come out and say then period cramps are not a myth. So a video out to state that doctors have come out to say that having period cramps is equivalent to having a heart attack, then you know there's like scientific evidence to back women who complain about having like very severe period cramps. Yeah.
I'm so proud of you.
We have actually moved it from like
I know,
what I'm stressing about to talking about like period cramps. It's just
I just held her hand and then I tried to squeeze it and be supportive and she just left. She just threw my hand off. This okay, but yeah, that is yeah, so. I'm so proud of you.
I'm not that person.
Oh my god.
So that's what I'm stressing about today. Because why is my period not coming?
Oh, it will come. Don't worry. It's patient. Just, you need, as God said, patient. Just and take time.
I mean, I'm not stressing.
But you definitely are stressing? Oh, no. It's not no, about I'm stress. So, I'm it's not more stressing about you confused about, on...
Like, no, I'm saying I'm not stressed.
Okay.
This is what I'm stressed about, like, today. But I'm not stressed in general.
So, you don't know why. Yeah.
I mean, when I was in uni... before I think between last year and this year is when my periods became regular. I used to have like irregular periods. So when I was in uni, right? And then I didn't see my period for like 2 months. Then one of my very good friends, she goes and she's like, I think we were talking, like she's my very good friend, we talk about these things. So she's like, your period doesn't come, no, we have to buy a pregnancy test. And I was like, yo, I'm not even doing anything. And she was like, no, we still have to buy it.
Then she
bought it. And because she bought it, I didn't want her money to go to waste. I used it even though I knew what the outcome was going pregnant? To be.
No, there's some that I've seen videos of people who've used the test and the kit. And then it comes out pregnant. And you're like, how am I pregnant when I'm naturally pregnant? No, but virgin.
No, there's no way it'll come out pregnant.
But that is, I mean, I'm so...
So she bought it and I used it and I'm like, yeah. And it came out negative. And I sent her a picture and then she started laughing. I was like, I told you.
Yeah.
She was like, she knows. She knew it was going to be negative. She just like wanted us to, like me to like try it. I was like, the friends I have. So if my period is listening to me right now...
No, please. Wait, let me laugh. Let me finish laughing so you can send a message. Period. Hear this. This is a voice message to you.
Yes. If you're hearing the sound of my voice, it is I. Whichever egg has to.
Oh, no, wait. Somebody actually said something that based on the period, you know that if this kid should have come to the ward, it's going to be trouble.
Yes, this one. Because why are you stressing me out? I mean, I know you were waiting to be fertilized. Like, oh, it's not happening. Just
pass
come out. Yes. Like, why? Why are you stressing me?
Liz, please send a message to the voice.
Yeah.
Mama.
So if I'm trying to be emotional. If you're hearing me right now, whichever egg is coming from whichever side, left or right, please. I am on my knees. Please show yourself to me. Okay.
Oh my god.
Thank you very much.
That is to you, period. Thank you. That's a nice memo, by the way. Your period should be proud. That's nice.
It should be proud. It should have mercy on me. And just let's get it over with. I mean, pain and all. I would rather that than this. Because what is this?
I feel your pain. I mean, I don't. No, but like, you don't. I wish I do. I mean, no. I don't wish I do.
Yeah. Right,
let's just pretend something. Because I'm trying to say something nice, which is not nice.
So, yeah.
We've made this whole conversation about your period.
I know. That's what's stressing me. So what are you stressing about?
I mean, I'm always stressing. Okay.
Mm. How are you? Really?
I think something happened. I think also yesterday, I had a conversation with a friend who, like, one of my really closest friends, and we've not spoken for a while. Why are you doing that faces?
No, you always talk about, and I don't have friends, and I'm...
Well, I just have, like, if I have, like, 2-3 friends, that
they
is...
They are your friends.
Yeah, so, like, they are, like, okay, fine, whatever. So, like, one of my closest friends, and then we've not spoken for a while because, like, they are trash, and then they make me feel like shit. Yeah. And then we had a situationship where he came into, you know, I just had to reach out because I'm that kind of, I think I'm the person who does. So I just had to, and the conversation, he just went through how he's stressing and how he's suicidal and all of these things. And he was just trying to keep away from us because he felt like that is the point that he's getting to and doesn't want his friends to, like, you know, when you just want to detach yourself because you feel like, so if you should die, they wouldn't be in pain. I mean, you've never really gone through that, so you don't really get it. But you just get to a point where you want to detach yourself. So in my case, it was my mom and my family. Like, I just want to draw away from them so they would not. They miss me so much when I am no more. And that was what he was doing. And it hit home so bad. And I was so, like, it just hit home so bad. We started talking about what is going on and what is happening. And the boy is stressed. There's so much going on. So I am stressed because my friend is stressed. You know, because it's hard, you know. And if you're listening, Alex, I love you. We all love you, okay? But it's really hard. Like, it's hard on his part. There's so much going on. There's work stress. There's home stress. And a lot of... You know when, you know, I'm not going to, like, put his business out there because obviously that's not my place to do, but you know when you get a new fancy job and everybody thinks that, oh, okay, yeah, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And that is what is happening most of the time. That's what the majority of the issue, also about home stuff. And then, oh my God. But it's really sad. It's sad because it hits home. I am having to go back to relieve. I told him something yesterday
when
that...
When you were in that space. Yeah,
I told him something yesterday about how it would never leave you. The thought of suicide and then this depression and everything would never leave you. You just need to learn to move with it. Like, you get dark thoughts, but then I get dark thoughts, like, really. And I'm comfortable with my dark thoughts. I love to be in there. I get to reason more. I get to understand myself more.
Okay.
But I know how to snap out of it. So that's what I'm wanting him to do now, or what I want us to do, is learn to snap out of it when it's getting too much, when it's going to, you know. But yeah, it's a journey, and then we are on it. And I feel like he's talking to professionals, and then I'm also going to be behind him.
Oh, so he's getting help.
Yeah, and I'm going to be behind him doing,
that's
hey,
good.
Friend, let's do this together.
That's good.
This was a sing-along.
I don't know the
song.
It's
getting sad. I just don't want it to be all gloomy.
But I've never been there. But I've had to deal with a friend who was there.
Yeah.
So I know how you're feeling. Yeah, it's like, how do you tell a person this thing that you're thinking is the best option for you isn't?
Yeah.
Because you don't know what exactly it is they're going through. They might tell you, but... You're not feeling it. So you can actually, I don't know the right words. It's like, it's not happening to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really know how you're feeling. I can just, like, sympathize and just, like, tell you it is going to be fine. Like, suicide is not the option. But yeah.
The funny thing about this story is the fact that I have been there.
Yeah. So it's just
still,
like,
there most of the time. So it's the thing about how I can't tell you that it's bad Because then I think in a way I am being selfish. Nobody around you is being selfish because maybe this is good for you. Maybe this is good for me. Maybe actually not leaving anymore is good. But then also, I mean, I know what you're going to say, but you know, that's my truth.
I'm not even going to say, like, but you talking about is good for you. I understand.
Yeah.
Because we on the outside do not know what exactly it is you're feeling. That's why I'm saying you can only sympathize and try to make a person feel better. Try to let them understand.
So I am trying to be you. Sympathize and try to make them understand.
But you have been there.
Yes.
Because at a certain point, you felt like this might actually be good for me.
Yeah, and I still feel it sometimes. But like, you're not even going to go into it now. So,
okay.
And he knowing that, because they were with me through the journey, he knowing that, it's like, okay, I can't tell you not to do it.
Not because I almost did it, or not because I've, you know,
it's just, it might be what you want to do right now, but what I want, and me telling you not to do it too, might be selfish of me because I just want you around and we all care about you and all of that. But I want you to find things that make you happy. Things that you feel like you will miss if you leave.
Okay.
You know, if the good things, the bad things, the fact that I might slap you in the next 2 hours. These are things that you should hope for and then just look at it and think about how I want to see this. I want to see this happen. I want to see you become shorter. Like I told him, you want to see me become shorter someday. Or when you get taller than me. I mean, he's actually like really short. So when you become taller than me, you know, and all of these things, just hope for something.
Okay.
And let's try and let's start from where what makes you happy. And we can get there. We can get to a point where you put all of these anxieties and all this, these thoughts, everything on a leash where you control them. And then, I realized that I'm comfortable in the darkness because he said it. I'd always run away from it. When people said, I think you are happy, you love being miserable. I was like, no, no, no. So he was like, I think I actually like to be in the dark. I think being in the dark is a bit more comfortable for me. It's where I'm able to reason and understand myself. I'm like, okay. So being miserable, me liking to be miserable or me actually being in there is not a bad thing. And realistically, sometimes that is where, because I'm an introverted person, that is where I'm mostly finding myself and understanding myself, you know. And it's hard, Alex, it's hard. And I think it's just, we are all there. And I give him a task that I think he should do. I was like, every time you showed, every time, I don't know if I'm putting, can I say this? Am I putting business out there?
Yeah.
Okay, then I don't think I should. But that's something that could work for people too. I told him that every time he feels the need to, because he writes. So, you know, we hadn't spoken for 3 months. And all those 3 months, he had written like notes, suicidal notes. So I'm like, every time you feel the need to do that, write the note, send it to me. And anytime you send, you press send. That is you killing yourself. We are starting afresh after every send. And it's hard. I'm trying to. It's not about me. It's totally not about me. But like, yeah. We love you, Alex. And so he's like,
wow.
This is deep. Come on. Say something funny. Slap me. Just say something.
No.
It's too much. I mean,
the things you have said have just like taken me back. To when I had that friend who was going through that. I mean, he's still with us, and I'm glad. We're fighting a lot of times. But, yeah. And I agree with being comfortable in the dark.
Mm.
I mean, one time somebody told me, I am choosing to be... I was telling the person, I am a sad girl.
Yeah.
And the person was like, I'm choosing to be a sad girl. And I was like... When he said it, I tried to do, no, I'm not choosing, it's just where I'm doing it. But now thinking about it, just like you said, I think that's where I'm comfortable.
Yeah.
Like, that is where I find my peace in being a sad girl. Because if I'm going through things, I want to listen to my sad music.
Yeah.
And then I want to not deal with people.
Mm-hmm.
And like, after some time, I'm feeling better.
Yep.
So, yeah. I think it's just finding where your peace is, finding where you find comfort, and not letting anybody take that from you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, today's conversation was supposed to go like this, but
That is my stress, guys.
When it happens, it happens.
Yeah.
So, I don't think we want to say more.
No.
Okay,
can
so.
Can we just say bye? Let's bye, at least guys. Make the bye fun.
No, it won't be fun. It won't always be fun. Like, because this is a solemn note.
Yeah.
So, I think basically this is what cheap therapy is. This is the essence of cheap therapy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah, I believe this is the
essence of it. This is our first, you know, like actual cheap therapy. Mm,
yeah. This is our actual cheap therapy. So stick and stay with us, guys. I mean, it will get sad sometimes. I even foresee myself crying on one of the episodes. You never know. Okay, so on that note, bye, guys.
This is an Africa Global Radio production.